headed toward daytime highs today in the upper 30s. We have a light mist happening this morning. And right now we're at 33 degrees at 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump won New Hampshire's Republican primary yesterday.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Whoa.
But some voters there are worrying about Donald Trump's chances in November if he is the GOP nominee. The AP's Norman Hall.
AP Votecast, a sweeping survey of New Hampshire's voters, finds that Republicans have slightly more doubts about former President Donald Trump than Iowans reported. About half of New Hampshire's GOP voters said they were very or somewhat concerned that former President Trump is too extreme to win the general election. Only about one-third said the same about rival Nikki Haley. Regarding Trump's criminal indictments, about one-third of GOP participants in New Hampshire believe the former president has done something illegal related to his alleged attempt to interfere in the vote count in the 2020 presidential election, his role in what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, or the classified documents found at his Florida home after he left the White House. AP Votecast uses a combination of mail, phone, and online research to gauge voter concerns. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden won New Hampshire's Democratic primary yesterday with a write-in vote. A Russian military plane the Moscow says was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war has crashed. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what we know so far.
Russian officials say a military transport plane carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war, six crew and three people accompanying them, has crashed in Russia's Belgorod region near Ukraine. It wasn't immediately clear what caused the crash, which occurred around 11 a.m. Russian time. The authorities are investigating the cause.
And we hope to learn more soon. To Gaza now, where medics say many patients have not been able to leave the main hospital in Khan Yunis because of the fighting there. This is AP News. Getting ready to do your taxes?
TurboTax is barred from advertising its services as free unless they are free for all customers or if eligibility is clearly disclosed. In an opinion and final order, the Federal Trade Commission ruled that TurboTax maker Intuit engaged in deceptive practices by running ads claiming consumers could file their taxes for free using TurboTax, when in fact many taxpayers did not qualify for such free offerings. In addition to prohibiting Intuit from marketing its products or services as free unless there's actually no cost for everyone, the FTC said Intuit must disclose what percentage of consumers are eligible and note if a majority of taxpayers do not qualify. Intuit said it had appealed the decision, which it called deeply flawed. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
For today, a high temperature of 37, a 50% chance of light rain later this morning to early afternoon. Also, the outlook for Wednesday night, 32, with areas of fog and drizzle. Thursday, 37 with foggy conditions and scattered light mist. Also, 37 and patchy drizzle Friday. Kind of sounds like a record that is stuck, doesn't it? Saturday, mostly cloudy, mild again, a high of 38, and a few breaks of sunshine possible Sunday, and 37. In Richland Center, yesterday's top temperature was 35. We did receive a trace of precipitation throughout the day. Much like this morning, cloudy skies and a bit of a mist in the air. There are no school announcements to pass along at this time. We'll certainly break into program if there are some weather-related announcements this morning. But again, all quiet so far. We're at 33 degrees. Today is Wednesday, January 24th.
We'll be right back. found. Jesus turned my life around. I'm so thankful and I'm so blessed. 'Cause when I ran to him, he said yes. Yes, my Jesus, he said yes. Yes, all my needs to him I confessed. When I ran to him,
he said yes.
Said yes. Yes, my Jesus, he said yes. Yes, on my knees to him I confessed. When I ran to him, he said yes. Oh, glorious day when he turned this sinner into a saint.
Said yes.
Triumphant Quartet, and yes, as we start the day in a positive way, before that, Cher did the honors to officially open the broadcast day with our national anthem. 8 minutes after five. Oh, Phil Nee with you. You may remember me from yesterday, but the commute was fine this morning, a little mist on the window. But at least today, I did not forget my phone, so I didn't have to commute twice. I made it in just one trip today, so I hope you're proud of me. We have some things to tell you about, some info to get you in the know. We'll talk about a Badger men's basketball win last night. The Bucks looking for a new coach and, well, other notes. Looks like the Brewers have signed a potential first baseman, too. So we'll check sports in about 10 minutes today. Let's start those chores on a Wednesday, January 24th. This is Garth Brooks.
Yeah, she's my lady luck. Hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the South. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just so we can back up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music.
music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Lord and Mama, we'll be two of a kind, working on a full house.
So don't seat me on either side. I just came by to see the show. I'm close enough, I'll stand right here. I can see and I can hear. Of course, I heard it all years ago. I hear the organ play a minor melody. Is that the one they call their song? Church bells always make love sound so easy. But as long as you live, it's so long. I didn't come to kiss the bride, nor come to call the groom outside. No, I can't stay and say hello. That's not the reason I came by. I came today to say goodbye to something that happened years ago. I hear the organ play a minor melody. Is that the one they call their song? What God joins together, let no man put us under, but he sure put us under, right or wrong. Give the bride and groom my best, and tell her mom and all the rest that I was here but really had to go. Reception line's too long outside, and I didn't come to kiss the bride. I did all that years ago. There's no reason I should stay. The groom won't shake hands anyway, and I kissed the bride years ago.
Statler Brothers here on the Light in the Milk House Show, 5:14 the time. A reminder today, the Second Harvest Food Pantry will be in Gaze Mills at the Old Community Building. That's today from 2 until 3. We do not have any school announcements or community announcements today with some inclement weather. Again, kind of right on that verge, and that's where it was yesterday, too. We didn't get the snow that was predicted, and that stayed pretty much south and southeast yesterday. I know my daughter, who teaches in Madison, said they had some snow issues a little bit later on in the day yesterday that canceled a few meetings and things like that. But we did not see it here yesterday, just a little bit of icy patches. And the other thing that was the problem yesterday was the fog that was really settled in. So could be a little bit of that yet today. Drive carefully on your way through.
Within me there's a prison surrounding me alone, as real as any dungeon with its walls of stone. I know running's not the answer, yeah, but running's been my nature, and a part of me that keeps me moving on. Born the running kind, but leaving always on my mind. hoping I would find the back door open. There just had to be an exit for the running kind.
Merle Haggard on the Milk House Show. It's 18 minutes after 5.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Attention fishing enthusiasts and families. Mark your calendars for the Highland Lions Club annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery. Join them on Saturday, January 27th at Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area, 2025 County Road BH, Highland. Gates open at 5 a.m. The day is packed with excitement, adult fishing contest, kids learn to ice fish, bake sale, euchre tournament, meat paddles, live auction, and more. Plus, indulge your taste buds with concessions and warm up by the heated pavilion. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and the action continues all day. Raffle tickets are available from members and local businesses. For updates, check out the Highland Lions Facebook page. Highland Lions Club, where community, fun, and fishing come together. All events subject to change, so stay tuned for an unforgettable day of ice fishing and family fun.
In sports last night, it was wrestling action, a quad hosted by Richland Center. Richland Center won the opening match 63-18, and Riverdale was a winner against Ithaca Weston 48-22. In round two, Ithaca Weston defeated Richland Center 51-30, and Riverdale over Hillsboro 78-6. In round three, a victory for Riverdale, getting the victory 53-30 over Richland Center, and Ithaca Weston over Hillsboro 57-9. Riverdale went 3-0 on the night, and Ithaca Weston 3-1, Richland Center 1-2, Hillsboro 0-3. Boys basketball, Highland over Riverdale 67-44. Elsewhere, it was a victory for Hillsboro over New Lisbon 67-52. North Crawford beat Kickapoo 64-49. In girls basketball, it was Ithaca over New Lisbon 53-35. Fenimore edged Riverdale 56-54, and Highland over Hillsboro 50-36. Kickapoo 68, Seneca 29. North Crawford got the win against Lafarge 64-49. Stoughton 72, Reedsburg 69. Wisconsin Dells beat Mauston 71-35. A few games canceled yesterday with some teams that did not have school. Elsewhere, Tyler Wall had 16 points and hit two free throws with 5 seconds left to help number 13 Wisconsin beat rival Minnesota 61-59. A.J. Storr had 15 points and 12 rebounds for the Big Ten leading Badgers. Max Klesmit scored 11 and had a key late steal as Wisconsin improved to 15-4 overall, 7-1 in the conference. Big win for the Badger men last night. Elsewhere, number 2 Purdue over Michigan, 99-67 the final. And in the NBA, Denver 114, Indiana 109, New York 108, Brooklyn 103, New Orleans 153, Utah 124, Oklahoma City over Portland 111-109, and the Clippers beat the Lakers 127-116. The Bucks are engaging in conversation with head coach Doc Rivers in their search for a new coach after firing coach Adrian Griffin yesterday. And the Brewers are in talks as well. It looks like they have officially agreed to a $34 million two-year contract with Rhys Hoskins as the team looks to open to fill its opening at first base. So nothing as far as in black and white yet, but it appears the Brewers are moving in that direction. They had Rowdy Tellez and Carlos Santana at first in 2023, but they let go of Tellez after the season, and he signed with Pittsburgh in December. Santana remains a free agent. That's an update on sports.
Seats Incorporated, located right here in Southwest Wisconsin, is now one of the most diverse seating manufacturers in the nation, with products that are used in a wide variety of applications. Families find the Stafford Funeral Home willing to work with them, helping to provide services from traditional to completely personalized. Bob at Chitwood Electric provides sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans. Plus, Chitwood Electric is your headquarters for electric motor rewinding and repair.
5:23 the time, 33 in Richland Center. Be careful where you polka today. Here we go. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra, and that's my baby polka right here on the Light in the Milk House show. We're about 5 minutes away from a farm news and market update. There is a dense fog advisory in effect now for the area until 9 o'clock this morning.
When I'm all through, if I haven't been what they think I should be, if the total isn't high enough when they figure me, when I grow old, if there's no gray from worry in my hair, what do I care? What do I care?
What do I care, just as long as you were mine a little while. When the road was long and weary, you gave me a few good miles. What do I care if I miss a goal because I make a slip. I'll still be satisfied because I tasted your sweet lips. What do I care if I never have much money. And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care? What I care if I miss a gold, I make a slip. I'll still be sad, taste at your sweet lips. What I care if I never have much money. And sometimes my table looks a little bare. Anything that I may miss is made up for each time we kiss. You love me and I love you, so what do I care?
If you leave me tonight, I will cry. Though you say we will soon meet again. For the hours I've spent here with you are like words from a poem. Pen. Words like love and truth and goodness. Words like till death us do part. I will never love another. Take my heart, take my heart,
take my heart.
Yes, the hour.
Truth and goodness,
words like
till death us do part.
I will never love another. Take my heart,
take my heart,
take my heart.
Jerry Wallace on WRCO FM 100.9. Cloudy and foggy today. Areas of drizzle possible, and it looks like a high of 36. East winds around 5. Tonight, fog and scattered drizzle, a low of 32. Thursday, 38, foggy and mild with occasional drizzle and light rain. And Friday, mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 40 degrees. Pretty much mild weather, upper 30s to near 40 for the coming weekend as well. There are no weather-related announcements, no delays or cancellations in the school department. We just have this from the National Weather Service. A dense fog advisory was issued for pretty much all of our area this morning. That is in effect until 9 o'clock. We're at 33 degrees. Good morning.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from wind steel siding and roofing, design service and more, all from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. An agricultural economist is changing his risk management recommendations because of the expected tight crop margins and current corn and soybean prices. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the University of Wisconsin's Ag Outlook Forum.
Paul Mitchell says corn and soybean producers can expect some tight margins in 2024, even with some favorable fertilizer prices.
Expenditures, cost for crop production and livestock production, it's about a break-even deal. We're tiny up just tiny bit, but corn and soy, it looks like it's down about 5-7% is the cost of production, but prices are down as well.
And Mitchell says he's now advising farmers to hold off until February before making a decision between price loss coverage and ag risk coverage because of where the corn market is.
Wait till February and then really, really reevaluate. And I see soybean as an arc still, and wheat probably too, but corn, I'm getting a little nervous. So the best advice I'd say is be a little patient, but then once we get those price expectations, make your move.
Mitchell says he would wait until after the USDA February price reports before locking in Archer PLC, giving farmers time to evaluate which works better for their operation this growing season. From the University of Wisconsin Ag Outlook Forum in Madison, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. The executive director of the South Dakota Corn Growers Association says it's clear the leaders of the agriculture committees in Congress aren't finding agreement on how to fund the new farm bill. Danita Murray tells Brownfield,
they need a breakthrough on funding, something that gets them past the disagreements they have, or we're not going to see a farm bill anytime soon.
She says last week's letter from Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow made it clear the senator isn't willing to use nutrition title funding for the commodities title. And
Mr. Bozeman's been pretty clear that he needs improvements that are expensive in the commodity title. And there's certainly debates over whether or not any of the conservation money that was originally earmarked for climate change could be used for anything else other than conservation and climate change in the farm bill.
Murray says there's been a lot of lines drawn on money, and it's up to lawmakers to work on a breakthrough. A biofuels policy expert says the U.S. EPA's final 2023 production numbers show sustainable growth for biomass-based diesel. Kurt Kovarik is vice president of federal affairs for Clean Fuels Alliance America.
In 2022, U.S. production was about 3 billion gallons, and in 2023, U.S. production topped 4 billion gallons. Enormous growth in this industry year over year.
He tells Brownfield the EPA's finalized renewable fuel standard through 2025 provides only moderate volume increases.
They've got another proposed rulemaking that's going to be just around the corner for starting in 2026, and we certainly hope that they get it closer to real world accuracy in what's happening in the market today.
I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune from Timstock Auction Realty. Let's share results and upcoming events. We had a good crowd getting colder and cattle eating more. Large squares topped at $250 a ton and large rounds topped at $210 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Soft close includes Potosi Brewery items, antiques, collectibles, tools, households, machinery, and much, much more located in Potosi. Looking to buy or sell your home? Give us a call. 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Hi, everyone. This is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundtable Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade was quiet again Tuesday. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. It's likely significant trade volume is going to be delayed until the back half of the week. At the Tri-State Auction in Nebraska, the USDA says demand was moderate to good with a nice selection on offer. Receipts were up significantly on the year. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 605 to 644 pounds, brought 277 and 295.50. Feeder steers, 754 to 789 pounds, brought 230 to $243. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 551 to 598 pounds, brought 259 to $276. And feeder heifer, 654 to 695 pounds, brought 233 to $242.75. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.99 at $301.66. Select closed $1.80 higher at $288.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 14,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Buyers were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, and that's been supportive of prices. But there are some challenges, too. Domestic demand has struggled compared to recent years. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and hog weights have been rising well above year-ago levels. All of those factors add pressure to the market. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 81 cents higher with a weighted average of 47.34. The Iowa Minnesota was 90 cents higher with a weighted average of 47.12. The Western Corn Belt closed 59 cents higher with a weighted average of 47.12. No comparison at the Eastern Corn Belt, but a weighted average of 49.44. Pork values closed sharply lower, down 2.14 at 88.03. Butts and hams were both sharply lower. Bellies, loins, and picnics were also lower. Ribs were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head. That's up 33,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, optimistic about this week's direct business. Boxed beef was also sharply higher at midday. And lean hog futures were higher, supported by stronger cash business during the session and oversold signals. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, we saw the Holstein calves steady, beef crossbred calves, and slaughter cows higher. Holstein calves sold from $260 to $360, beef crossbred calves $470 to $6, with the out calves $60 to $1.60 per pound. On a light test, the dairy slaughter cows sold in the 70s, not real good condition, with fleshy beef cows up to 98. Slaughter sale this Friday, get started at 1 o'clock. A string of 37 black heifers weighing from 650 to 700 pounds are consigned, along with several smaller packages of 4 to 650 pound Holstein, crossbred, and Jerseys. Contact Darren, Colton, or Jim, 627-1401, and one of us will come out to your farm to give you an idea of what your cattle could bring at our sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola has been providing you a market for all classes of your livestock since 1963.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insight from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are up on short covering and a higher moving meal. March was 15 and a quarter higher at 1239 and a half. May was up 14 at 1247. Corn ended an up and down day, basically firm on short covering. March was three quarters higher at 446 and a half, and May was up a half at 456 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle were higher, optimistic about this week's direct trade, with boxed beef up sharply at midday. February live was 87 higher at 174.65, and April was up 92 at 177.82. March feeders were 237 higher, 233.65. And with steady to higher cash and oversold signals for support, February hogs were up 237 at 73.30. April was 270 higher at 80.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Good luck picking the right carbon market option for your farm or ranch. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. It's tough to navigate the carbon marketplace. Iowa State University Extension economist Alejandro Plastina co-authored a new report on the status of carbon market options.
If we can develop standards to have these programs talk to each other and have farmers understand and be able to convert their practices in one program into changes in carbon credits in another program, that would really facilitate market development down the road. But at this point, we don't have those standards, but there's plenty of interest and many carbon programs are establishing a presence.
Plastina says many farmers remain uncertain about participation.
And that has to do with having to face a learning curve to implement cover crops, no-till, and other changes. It's costly to change practices at the farm level. Looking at the U.S. maps for cover crops and no-till, we see that there's great potential to increase the adoption of these practices through time, but if the price is right, because again, it's costly to do that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. A health and wellness leader with Dairy Management Incorporated says gut health research could open a $150 billion market for new dairy products.
Really across four spaces, sort of growth and performance, system supercharge, so your gut health, mindfulness and cognition, and mental and emotional well-being.
Vice President of Health and Wellness Partnerships, Chris Urban, tells Brownfield, dairy foods support a healthy gut microbiome, which can lead to widespread benefits.
Keeping that healthy affects other systems in your body, like your brain and your physical performance. So making sure that you keep a strong gut health is important in overall physical and mental cognition.
Urban says he expects more food innovation to follow current studies that link milk components to specific health outcomes.
87% of milk is water. The other 13% are different bioactives and nutrients. And so we're doing a lot of work to understand what those nutrients are, how we harness them in a more effective way to deliver products in the health and wellness space that are new and different to where we've been in the past.
Brownfield interviewed Irvin during the recent Dairy Strong conference. Milk futures in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were mixed Tuesday, with support from some cash activity and a higher dollar overhanging the market. February Class 3 milk was down 19 cents at $15.70, March 16 lower at $15.97, April down 9 at $16.63, May 13 cents lower at $17.30 per hundredweight. Dry whey up 0.75 cents at 43.5 cents, blocks unchanged at $1.50, barrels down 0.75 cents at $1.46, butter unchanged at $2.54.5, and non-fat dry milk up 1.5 cents at $1.19. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
There's a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. For your morning commute, maybe allow a little extra time today. A high of 36 expected later. Areas of drizzle this morning. Fog and scattered drizzle tonight. A low of 32. Thursday, foggy and mild with occasional drizzle and light rain, and 38 and 40 by Friday. Very mild January weather, that's for sure. We're at 33 degrees. We have no delays or cancellations to read for you this morning, today. This drive carefully. Visibility reduced in a lot of areas today. Here's Tom T. Hall.
I wish I loved somebody else, not you. Someone else might learn to love me too. I'm your toy and that makes me a fool. Lord, I wish I loved somebody else, not you. Each time I'm hurt, it seems make you glad. Broken toys, they make some people sad. I don't know why I love you, but I do. Lord, I wish I loved somebody else, not you. Not you. How much worse things could they put me through? You leave me out of everything you do. Lord, I wish I loved somebody else, not you. Time I'm hurt, it seems to make you glad. Broken toys, they make some people sad. I don't know why I love you, but I do. Lord, I wish I loved somebody else, not you.
Woke up this morning, happy as could be. I looked out my window, what's that I see? Coming up the sidewalk, just as plain as day. Well, here comes trouble that I never thought I'd see since you went away. Hello, trouble. trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had the misery since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, trouble, trouble. Welcome home. Pot of coffee, and you can rest your shoes, and you can tell me them sweet lies, and I'll listen to you. Well, it's just a little part of the life we've lived. Although I'd rather have a little bit of trouble than to never know the love you give. Hello, trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been? Ain't had misery since you've been gone. Trouble, 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 welcome home. Hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Desert Rose Band on WRCO and Hello, Trouble. Good morning. We should maybe go get into trouble together today.
I can almost hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. Bum, bum, bum. And I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, bum, bum. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know. What made you tell him you don't love him anymore? Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Conway, you're steaming up the VU meters here in the studio. Well, coming up, Larry will have our update on the weather today. And I mean, Tony, this is Phil. I remember my name. Anyway, coming up here, we'll check weather details for you. It is an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some mild, foggy, murky weather likely the next couple of days around here as moisture continues to work up from the south. This could even lead to some drizzle here and there today, and a good chance of drizzle coming in tonight, turning into some light rain tomorrow. Right now, it looks like we could see a tenth or maybe 0.2 inch of moisture through Thursday evening. Otherwise, temperatures will be running well above normal all the way into next week, at least about 10 or 12 degrees above normal, and possibly as much as 15 or 20 degrees above normal for a period later next week. So quite the thaw, to say the least. As far as precipitation goes after tomorrow, things are looking pretty sparse. It should be mainly a quiet pattern for several days after that. Our forecast now today includes a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock this morning, so please travel carefully. Cloudy with fog, areas of drizzle possible by late morning, high temperature about 36, east wind up to 5. Fog and scattered drizzle tonight, low 32. Tomorrow foggy and mild with occasional drizzle and light rain. Highs reaching the upper 30s with east winds close to 5 miles per hour. Thursday night, fog, drizzle, and light shower still possible. Low temperature 32 with light winds. Friday should bring mostly cloudy skies, rather mild, high at 40. Saturday mostly cloudy and mild, low 29, high near 39 degrees. Saturday maybe a few sunbreaks, low upper 20s with a high near 37. For Monday, little change. It should be dry and mild with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Low 24 with a high of 37. And Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy. Low 26, the high 39 degrees. Small chance of light rain and snow showers coming in for Tuesday night. And that chance could last into next Wednesday as well. We have a chance of highs getting well into the 40s by next Thursday. Have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Right now in Richland Center, our temperature is at 33 degrees. That fog and mist persists today. 35 was yesterday's high. The record high for this day, January 24th, 59 in 1981. Record low, 24 below zero in 1936. Last year's high, 33. The low was 27.